Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 2 hours on AM 760 WJR. You're with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Calverly, and I am the Outside Guy.
That's the same name you had yesterday.
It is. It hasn't changed.
You know,
it's not even a radio name. That's my real name.
Before we got on the show, Ken had to use a pseudonym every other week because so many people were chasing him. But it's good to see that you've come out of your shell.
You funny guy. You're starting off first thing this morning, aren't you? You know what? They had donuts here.
I'll be taking a nap at noon.
Yeah. How much sugar have you had this morning?
You know what? Elizabeth Weiss, who Forrest graciously continues to employ, brings me coffee.
She takes care of you when you come here, doesn't
she?
She's
a good lady. I'll tell you. Forrest, you're smiling today. Yeah. So
absolutely. You guys get spoiled, and that's a good thing. I like it. Donuts and coffee in the morning, it's always a good morning with that when you got that. Right?
God bless you. Has it been a good show so far for your exhibitors and the general public?
It has been fantastic, Chuck.
Has it?
I mean, we've been really, really pleased this weekend. Friday started out right out of the gates, with lines out in front, people coming through, really good crowds, real steady. Yesterday was huge. Talking to a number of our exhibitors that are here, just really felt enthusiastic about the crowds and people coming through. Really good interactions. And that's what it's all about, right? I mean, it's about having the ability to talk to these experts in the industry, bringing them all under one roof.
Yeah.
Being able to talk to them. And so there's some really good reports from our exhibitors that it was a really good day. So we look forward to today too, though. I mean, it's, you know what? A little crummy this morning, but I mean, it's just going to be cloudy today, and it's a great day to come.
It's
as we joked, I think yesterday, it's about 68 degrees and bright and
that's
sunny
no
in
joke.
Here.
That's you no know? Joke. I'm in a t-shirt.
Absolutely.
He's flexing today.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Yeah. That'd be sad. As you can tell,
I can't flex anymore.
And for people at home, yes, you are here in the Inside Outside Guys an hour early this morning. We're going to be on until 11 o'clock. Because coming up at, I think, 12:15, Michigan State basketball.
This isn't fallback or anything.
Both of your guys.
Go green.
Yeah, you guys are both Sparties, so there you go.
Actually, my son might be at that game. Is that a home game today?
It's away.
Is it away?
It's at Purdue.
Oh, yep. You know what? He'd be the kind that would be at Purdue and then call me and
hopefully
say, by the way, Dad, Purdue was great.
I got to tell you, though, the weather in Chuck, it didn't take me any more time. You know, we left early. They're already out there clearing the roads, especially in Oakland County. That's why I drove straight through. They're clearing the roads phenomenally. I mean,
I agree.
It really wasn't an issue coming in this morning.
You know, God bless all the guys and gals that get up and get in those trucks early
and
get things ready for us, right?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So it's funny. I got to share with you real quick, Forrest. After we got done yesterday, I'm having lunch with some people that came by the show, and they made the comment, they come to every show you guys do, that they really love that you've kept the wider aisles.
Yes. Absolutely.
They've been going to show for 20 years, and they said, you know, there were shows 15, 20 years ago where you couldn't even engage with an exhibitor.
Yep, absolutely. No, it does. It gives it a nicer feel. It gives you that opportunity to kind of go through slowly and be able to engage with the exhibitors, and just gives you a little more elbow room, obviously, which is nice too. So we really, and that's, you know, credit to Brian Starrs, who's our show manager. You know, he spends a lot of time. A lot of thought goes into how we lay this show out, but a lot of that comes down to the last minute because, you know, we're working with exhibitors and some of their needs and some of the things that they want, and he does a phenomenal job
laying
this show out.
He
so
does
I think when people come out, they're really going to enjoy, you know, the breadth and the depth of the exhibit base, but also just the setup too.
And you're wall-to-wall. If anyone's ever been here at the Sir Burbank Collection Showplace, you are wall-to-wall with housing professionals, so... Look, you got till 5 o'clock today, correct?
Yep, we're here 10 until 5 today. Today's the last day, so come on out. Yeah. Tickets are $10 at the door. Kids 12 and under are free. As we talked before, we're real family-friendly. We got a bunch of activities for kids. But you can go on our website at novihomeshow.com and be able to get a 30% discount on those tickets. So you get to skip the line out in front, and you get a little discount. So we encourage that, too.
And, again, bring the kids and bring a – old pillowcase or jack-o'-lantern, because almost every vendor here has candy.
Yes.
Because you can get the kids to come over, the parents come over. So
I come early and check that out every day. And
your pockets are full.
My pockets are full. My briefcase is full. I use a bigger briefcase this time of year.
It's Halloween in January.
You got it.
It is good stuff. There's Chuck from SPS coming in.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you? Chuck will be on with us later on in the show.
He brought did you see the tools he brought with him yesterday?
I did.
The thing is, he was carrying one in each arm, and my truck wouldn't carry one of them, much less me.
I want Chuck and I are talking, and I want you to arm wrestle Chuck later.
That's funny. I'm trying to think how I would even get – he's a big man.
He is.
Maybe we've stumbled onto a new attraction here at the home show.
It's funny. We used to do that when we were young men.
Yeah.
21, 22 in the bars. I hate to say that. I was in one once, and we did that. And
I never did that.
If that happened if he grabbed my arm, I'd have to just give in to it and hope he didn't break something.
Yeah, just cry. Just cry. Forrest, tell the people listening real quick about the Home Buyer Association, why this is so important. You can have another one in April, right? The Home and Garden Show
absolutely.
Here in April.
Absolutely. I'm with the Home Builders Association of Southeastern Michigan, and we are a trade association that represents home builders, remodelers, trade contractors, multifamily rental properties, really everything under the sun as it relates to residential real estate. And so we put on a number of different programs, educational programs, events, group benefits for our members. But this is really our show series is really the largest public facing event that we do, and it's a really nice way that the whole reason for this is to bring experts in the industry all under one roof where the public can come in and meet with them in a really laid back fashion, right? I mean, you kind of can come through and just have conversations. There's no pressure or anything like that. It's just a nice way to come, and it's especially great if you're thinking about doing something yourself. And I say this to you guys all the time. A lot of times people are considering a project to do it themselves, and that might be great. It's also good though to come and talk to some of these experts and get a better feel for what the scope of that thing may be. And so it's a really nice public service from that perspective. Is we're just here to help, and I know it's kind of the shared mission here with you guys, right? That's why we love having you here, is because we're here to help the public. We want them to be able to improve their homes, to do it safely, and to have a place that they can call home that they're really proud of.
You guys and the Inside Outside guys are on the same mission: housing information people can trust. Someplace people can go that they can trust. And people who don't come to the show here can't say, I can't find anybody to do it. Well, if you came to the show, you'd find someone to take care of it.
You did a good whine.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Mr. Forrest Wall, thank you so much for coming out with us, CEO of Southeast Michigan Builder Association. You're awesome. This is a great, great show.
Thanks, Forrest.
You guys are fantastic here. Thanks so much for being here.
No problem. We really appreciate it. Hey, stick around. People hear us talk about Rhino Shield, and we do get emails all the time about Rhino Shield. Is it what it says it is? Well, people are going to have a chance to hear about Rhino Shield and True Tech Concrete Coatings coming up after the break with the Inside Outside guys broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace.
Appreciate you being with us. Why don't you know what? You should come over and push that button for me. Then I won't have to think about it.
You know what? I am not. I know, Ray. I am not your wife. Okay, I do not follow you and push your buttons, pal.
You think my wife would do that for me?
I know she pushes your buttons.
She just leaves the house. That's why. I was thinking when we were talking to Forrest, he's such a reminder of the good people that are in this industry. All the guys and gals we talked to yesterday, just good people, right?
Good, great people. I mean, great salt of the earth people.
They're all entrepreneurs that work hard and go to bed worrying and get up and do good things the next day.
How many emails do we get where it starts off like this? I need a contractor, but I'm so scared. I need a contractor. Yeah. I need an honest, ethical contractor that's inexpensive. Well, we all do.
Yeah. I wish we knew who that was.
And listen, if you come to a place like this and you meet the people here, you can trust the people here.
Yeah,
people
we can give you honest and ethical.
Yeah, all day long, absolutely. Yeah.
If you buy cheap, you're going to get cheap.
Absolutely right. Absolutely.
Speaking
right.
of quality product and honest and ethical.
Quality people.
Yeah, right. Mark Mercier from Rhino Shield. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine. I want to thank you guys for having me back.
We're glad you're here.
Mark, like we said, you're our kind of people. You and your bride, Cheryl, you've been great friends of the show, and Chuck and mine for well over a decade, and you guys put a great product out. We get zero complaints about or negative response when it comes to Rhino Shield. And we get a lot of emails asking us, you know, is the product worth it? Because, of course, you're more expensive if someone's going to paint their house because you put a coating on the house. It is not paint. Can you explain that to our listeners, please?
Absolutely. Rhino Shield is a product that doesn't have a lot of fill in it. You know, the fill is 3M ceramics.
What do you mean by fill, Mark? What?
You know, let's just talk about the makeup of paint. You have pigments that makes it blue or green or gray. You have, you know, resins that makes it stick and gel everything. You have the things that gel together,
and
like
water.
The latex, the plastics. Well, we'll get to the water, which is the main ingredient. And then if they just put the pigments and the plastics in a bucket of water, it would just be, you know, some dye.
A bucket of water with pigments and plastic.
We need it to be gravy, right?
This is great information we're getting people, Mike.
So what happens is they literally dump the earth in that bucket and stir it up, and that's what makes it thick like your gravy. You know, talc, red clay, all sorts of organic components that will go into a traditional house paint. And, you know, the way that Rhino Shield's different, besides not having 40 to 60% water, so when you put the paint on the wall, you know, 40 to 60% is going to evaporate.
Right, right.
With Rhino Shield, we have less than 20% water in our product.
Huge.
So it's like a bucket of mud.
Sure. It's thick.
It still has pigments in it. You know, that we still need it to be green, gray, or blue, or black, or whatever color you want. We also need the resins. You know, we use the very best resins in the market from BASF. We still need something to gel together, and we use elastomers instead of latex. And the difference is these allow our product to stretch, and your house is constantly expanding and contracting. If we take dry paint, it snaps. If you take Rhino Shield, is always a consistency of stretching and flexing and a rubber almost.
Is that where some of the air sealing comes in?
Sure. Well, with our adhesive primer, along with the top coat and the sealants that we use, we're going to seal the house up regardless. But when it comes to our fill, instead of putting an organic component like, you know, red clay or talc or zinc or what have you, we actually use an engineered 3M ceramic. And these are tiny little microspheres. And what they do is they bounce the heat off the wall. If your wall's cooler, especially in the summer, it's moving less.
Yep.
If, you know, it also bounces the UV rays off of our product. So the UV rays are what makes your house fade. You know, the sun does a lot of damage to paint. Our product just resists it. It resists the water from the snow, the rain, what have you, the wind, the bugs that get in and cause woodpecker problems and you know, rot and everything else. You know, paint is a very porous product. It's in its drying process, the moisture comes to the surface and evaporates. We can't see it, but there's tiny little pinholes that allow moisture and things back in there to either cause the paint to peel, the wood to rot, or, you know, mold and mildew. When you put organic components in your bucket of paint like they do, now we have an opportunity for mold mildew growth if it gets wet and it's dark and on the north side. So our product won't mold or mildew either.
Very well explained.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
How many years have you been doing this? Because one of the things you and I were chatting before the show started, and you made a comment about another product that's been out there 19 years, and I said, that's kind of new in this industry.
Yeah.
And we both laughed about it. How many years has Rhino Shield been out there?
So Rhino Shield got spun off of a roof product from 1973 and 1996.
Wow. Okay.
We've been in Michigan since May of 08. This will be our 16th season of installs.
Wow.
So we're very fortunate, very blessed, and very happy to pair it up with guys like yourself and that, you know, believed in us and believed in our products. And you know, we've certainly delivered to the public what we promise. And if we can't live up to it, we make it right.
Well, you do. Yeah.
And, you know.
We've seen it. We've heard it. It's living. There's living proof out there of this.
And you talked about prep.
Yes.
When Mark did your house.
Yes. What I was so impressed with when Mark did our place. Great crew. But they came out, I think it took 4 days to prep and 2 days to actually coat, which is, if anyone knows paint, Chuck and I always say preparation is the most important part. Yeah. Talk to that, Mark.
It's just amazing how many times we get to people's houses and nobody's ever even caulked their house. You know, and water's just running everywhere behind everything, and you know, wood's rotting, and they just keep painting over and over and over, and you know, the guys get in and out of there quicker. That's less labor on their part.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
They're counting on a product that is basically a bucket of water with some earth and tint in it, you know.
So do you guys caulk houses as well?
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that real quick, Mark, because we didn't mention that. Talk about why that's so important.
Well, we want to seal the house up so no water gets in, no bugs get in, and you know, if we accomplish that 99.9% of the time, we're going to get the results that we get. You know, along with our product that has the flex that paint doesn't have, it has the reflection that paint doesn't have. Amongst all that stuff, you're just going to get a solid job from us. The product, again, if we're, you know, every 5-gallon pail has 80% solids in it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's 20 or 30%, you know, we're getting 2-3 times for every bucket, plus our spread rate is much, much lower because we put it on so thick.
You've done a great job of explaining your product and educating our audience.
I'm just thinking, too, maybe off-air we'll get the surfaces you can apply to, and
everything.
If there are any you can't.
Yeah, call us.
Okay.
You'd be surprised.
You can coat it.
We can coat it.
Where are you at the show?
We are in aisle one. Right as soon as you come in the west side of the building, you'll be spit out into aisle one, and we're halfway down on the left.
I love it. Come
look
and talk
for the
to Mark.
The stick of mud. The stick in the bucket of mud, rather.
Cool. This is the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
We got here this morning. It was not a problem. The road crews were doing a great job plowing out there and getting the salt down. So if you get a chance, head on down to the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home Show. This is a place to be. You know, this industry is not slowing down. You heard me say later, you cannot be at home saying, I can't find anybody, if you don't at least come out and see all the different contractors that are here at this show.
Boy, I'm with you. It's funny because you and I will once in a while get emails from people that went ahead and hired somebody that we've never heard of, and they're having all kinds of problems with them, and they didn't get a written contract, and they didn't do all the things we suggested they do. And it's like, why are you coming to us now, for heaven's sakes? You know,
Chuck, you're so right.
Once you're halfway into the quicksand, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. You're in trouble. Can I say that the people that are here, and we've said this before, these are the cream of the crop in Southeast Michigan. These are the people that aren't going to come to you and say, hey, I'll do it for cash if you pay me this, or no, I'm not licensed, or hey, I'll do it for you, but you have to pull the permit, you know. listen, this is a place to find honest, ethical, and let's be honest, Chuck, so many people who use those kind of guys, unfortunately, they buy on price. And if you're going to buy on price in this industry, you have a lot better chance of getting hurt.
You do, and you're going to find, I'm thinking of Mark Kramer yesterday with Kearns Brothers. We made it a point to confront Mark on air. If anybody ever has a problem with a Kearns roof, who do they call? And his response very quickly was us.
You know what?
You're right. The people that installed it. And you and I are so big on that. Companies that do that, we don't see problems with.
You're right. You're right. Right. You're right.
I was thinking of a new friend here, Gary Moore, Diamond Coat, and the product that they've got. just a tremendous warranty. And you and I were walking around talking about warranty this morning, how critical that is. And people don't even read it or ask about it until they have a problem. That's too late.
You and I always talk because we get this email quite a bit. I need a new fill-in-the-blank,
yeah,
roof, hot water heater, furnace, you name it. What are the best products out there and
brand
who are the
name.
Best people to install it?
Yeah.
And our response is, look, so many products out there are made in the same factory. And when they get to the end of the aisle, they slap this month's or this week's
badge of
logo
the week.
On it. Badge yeah. of the week, okay? So in today's day and age, Chuck and I aren't as worried about the individual units. What we really care about, whether it's a roof or a furnace or a hot water heater, is the warranty and the installing contractor and how they stand behind it.
Well said.
Yeah. And because you want someone, like you said, you have a problem with my roof, Kearns, and they will yeah. literally schedule someone to come out there the next day.
I want to talk to the people that talked to me and sold it to me in the first place. That should be a no-brainer. Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, too, because I think of Waterwork Plumbing. They're not going to install water heaters that they have to go back and mess with every month because they're a cheap piece of junk.
Nobody,
they're going to install a good one.
Nobody wins on a warranty call.
No.
There are no winners on a warranty call, but they do happen, right?
Oh, absolutely. And if they do have to happen, you want to know that you can call the people that put it in for you, that sold it to you.
If I look at every – and this is why, Chuck, I know you and I have talked about this,
ooh,
but I see all the reviews out there on the computer, and I don't put a lot of stock in the five-star reviews or the thumbs up or thumbs down
no,
stuff. I don't because,
either.
Listen, if every company in this building right now had a 90% success rate keeping customers happy, they could be a team partner on the inside. That's like
I don't think the medical profession does 90%.
There you go.
To be honest with you.
But I got to say, I bet you that these most people here have a 98 to a 99% customer satisfaction rate. But the 1 or 2% that aren't happy, unfortunately, they're the ones that are going to talk the loudest. And it does happen. And I was talking to Mark yesterday. When it happens, how do they handle it?
You and I talk about that personality, that there are people you could give them a new car free of charge. And they're going to complain about the transaction at some point. There are those people, aren't there?
But you could give someone a new roof, a new roof, and they're going to want to charge you for a jingle.
Gee, that sounds relevant. We were talking to Mark off air. We just had Mark on from Rhino Shield a minute ago and TruTech Coatings. And there he is again.
He's everywhere.
Bring me any coffee.
He's just hovering.
and his whole thing, he and Cheryl. That one person out of 200
right.
that isn't happy,
right.
that drives them nuts.
Right.
They go out of their way to make that person happy.
Yep.
And that's the distinction, I think, between the companies that you and I have here and that we represent on our website.
You're right. But part of it, when we say the installing contractor and their warranty, okay, the installing contractor, we got that, okay? We got that.
Yeah.
But the product they install, like yeah. Mark was explaining, the product that he puts on the house, that's a top of the line product
that they don't manufacture. They buy from a manufacturer.
You're 100% Diamond Coat building products. Okay,
exactly.
Gary was talking yesterday about the they don't put organics in any of their exterior stuff. How important is that, Chuck?
It's funny when you and I use the word organic, we think of something that insects or rodents will eat.
Right.
And when you have that, I mean, you're basically inviting something to eat your home.
Even mold and water over
well,
time.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
We
you were holding a product in your hand.
This is a
Gary showed us yesterday.
A stone face, a stone facade about half inch to an inch thick.
And this is a stone guy, bricky guy that's talking to you.
That's who I am. That's who I am. And Chuck, this is an amazing product and no organic material.
And I got so sick of hearing you criticize product like that over the last 15, 20 years that I've known you.
Look.
But you love that product.
We know.
That's cool.
I love these products. I do. I love any non-organic product like this. But we know a lot of the products in the past, even some of the decking products,
oh.
there was what we call R&D on the job, research and development on the job. And no company wants that. But unfortunately, some got installed and they yeah. found out years later it didn't perform real well.
Well, that's what we were talking with Mark a minute ago. If it hasn't been in the field 20 years,
yeah.
then it's new.
Right. Right.
I've been around long enough that I feel comfortable saying that. I don't care how many research facilities you tested that material and product in. If you didn't put it out in the field and it didn't function in the field, then it hasn't been
on
tested.
On every side of a house. And all, you know, the west side, the sun side, the cold side,
different
the shade
climates.
Side. Yep, different climates. Because we hear that all the time. We have seen this on the DIY shows on TV where they come in and they'll do – you know, they'll put slate down. I saw one, I've mentioned this before, where they said, let's cover this concrete porch and there's no overhang with slate. And they use, Chuck, like a quarter inch to a half inch slate.
So what is your brain telling you when you're watching that?
That would never last in this climate. This weather we're having today would destroy that. But they don't tell people that when they're doing it.
No, it looked beautiful the day they finished it.
It did. But it wouldn't last a winter in our climate.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't. And that's what is so important when we talk about the materials out there that have been tested over time.
Yep. And it's another reason, hopefully, you understand as you listen to Ken and I chat about this, the importance of dealing with good people, with good companies, companies that have been there, companies that they can furnish a strong referral.
Yes.
We've had people in the past accuse you and I, you don't refer anybody unless they pay you to refer. And that's an absolute fabrication.
If somebody walked up to me right now and said, let me see your last 20 referral emails, I bet half of those are not people that are team partners.
Or more than half. Yeah.
They are people that we know do good work.
Yeah.
If we send them to you, I mean, here's the thing. So many of the emails we get need a handyman. We don't have a handyman on the inside outside, guys. But we have three or four that we refer on a regular basis that we have not gotten negative response. And in this business, no news is good news. Good way to put it?
That's the harbinger of bad news, right, of a bad company. If you get negative calls, if you and I get negative calls, negative emails, I hired so-and-so and they did a terrible job, they didn't follow up with me, yada, yada, yada. Because the five-star review is, you know what, my grandmother can do that for me on my company online.
Right.
And I agree. You said earlier you don't put much stock in those. What you and I do put a lot of stock in is if somebody says I hired them and it didn't work out or it did.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Have you ever written a review?
No.
Me neither.
Well, you know what? I say no, but I've done some of the product surveys after I've purchased something where they ask you to go through a predetermined checklist, and then you can comment at the end. I've done that.
Well, here's
and
what
I do
know
that
you,
more often.
Here's what I know you've done. You've gone out to dinner and had a lousy experience, an absolute lousy experience at a restaurant. Did you go on your phone or your computer when you got home and give that restaurant a negative review?
No.
Because most people don't.
I know.
I mean, 90% of people do not do that.
That's a good point. Well, it's funny you use restaurant, too, because I'm a foodie, right?
Yes, you are.
If there's anybody to do that with, it's this boy right here. And even the coffee.
Yeah. So for everyone out there, if you have a chance to come down today, the Inside Outside Guys are in between aisle 8 and 9, and we are surrounded by the Inside Outside Guys team partners, and you've been hearing them all weekend. You'll hear them a little bit later on in the show.
We're on to 11 down today. At the entrance to the show at the west end, right?
Oh, yeah. So is Atlas Home Improvements over there, Mary Grove Awning.
At the extreme opposite end.
Yes.
Diamond Coat. We got to ask Gary why
they're
he chose
10.
Not to be with us in aisles 8.
That's a bad subject. Stop it.
Gary's sitting right in front of us. That's why I said that.
Performance remodeling. Obviously, everyone here has performance remodeling over the years on WJR and the Inside Outside.
Yeah. So we want you to come down. We want you to interact, even if you think maybe in the next year you're going to be doing a project. Now's the time to get to know those people when there's nothing at stake other than a conversation.
Yeah. Why, and absolutely, why come down if you're not going to interact with people like Niall Sheena, who's just walking in the door from Window World? What a slacker. What a slacker. Hey, we got another over an hour of the Inside Outside Guys. Plus, here at the Nova Home Show, they're going to be open till 5 o'clock today, right?
Let's see if we can get Jeff in here from J&E Installations in the next segment to talk to you about some great window product.
A couple of old school company talking to a couple old school guys right here on AM 760. The Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home Show. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Out.
Wow,
sorry,
I almost got
come
to
on,
tell you to
on,
push your mic button. I was this close.
First
and you
thing,
got it.
Let it go, Chuck. Let it go, Chuck. No, I did nothing wrong. Let it go, Chuck. Obviously, we're broadcasting from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Inside Outside Guys. And the Novi Home Show. See, you got me all flustered.
I got you flustered.
Before I went to break, I made a comment about
Go ahead.
Before we went to break, I made a comment about a couple of old school guys talking to a couple of old school guys from an old school company. And I hope you don't mind that, but you guys are old school. You can tell just by looking at you. In front of us, we have Jeff Esther, who is a co-owner of J&E Installation. You've heard him a lot here on the Inside Outside Guys. And Howard Walter, who is one of your installers. And
yes,
we really
he is.
Appreciate you bringing one of your installers with us. But real quick, Jeff, tell us about J&E Installation, how long you've been around, where you're located, what you specialize in.
Well, I'm Jeff, my brother's Ed. We've been in business for over 30 years. We are located in Farmington Hills on 8 Mile. Sell doors and windows and do a good job at it. And it's been good for us.
Jeff, you guys are passionate about not only the product but the install, and you have different types of product. You want to tell our listeners the different types of products that J&E Installations carries?
Yep. Well, our main doors, we offer the ThermalTru. ThermalTru has been around since the 70s. Great door product. We like it. You got to have a system. Works for you. Windows, we carry Sunrise vinyl window. Pella, we've been a certified Pella contractor for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And Marvin Windows Anderson. So we have it set up. When you come in, you ain't leaving because we don't have something that you want.
Those are some of the top names in the industry that you just talked about. Pella, Chuck, you and I mentioned when we go to International Builder Show how much we used to see them everywhere, and we still get a lot of emails about those windows.
Yeah, it's funny because I wanted Jeff to say that. Marvin, Pella, Anderson, and the Sunrise. My generation, Ken's generation. Howard, can I use your generation?
Yeah,
we care about the brands. We were taught that there were brands that were good product that people stood behind. And you guys are kind of a disappearing act, if you will, in this industry because not everybody can find a good Pella installer, a good Anderson or Marvin installer.
Yeah, exactly. It's just we try to make sure that we sell people good stuff, and that's why Howard works for us, because I know when I send this guy out, he does a great job, and people love him. I'll tell you, I get so many people that maybe put a door in, and they want more stuff, and they'll say, does Howard still work for you? I'm like, oh, my God. So I kind of joked to Howard. I said, make sure you bring your magic marker out so you can sign there. Door or something for him.
You know, we really appreciate you bringing Howard Walter on with us as one of your installers because you have some great product. How easy would it be to make that product bad by installing it wrong, which you guys probably see all the time.
Good point.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Speak to that, please.
Well, it's the mechanics involved. You have to pay attention to details. Something is, you remove the window and the window sill plate is rotted, you just don't bury that with the new product. You know, you replace that. And people observe that. You question them that, you know, did you notice this? And you bring that, and it's like, wow, this guy cares. You know, it takes some time, and you build a relationship with people. Maybe you show them a couple of pictures off your phone, you know, and they really like that. So I enjoy working with the customer, and that pays off, you know, because you get the referrals.
How about the idea of making sure we had Mark on from Rhino Shield just a few minutes ago, and he talked about how many times they will tear into an old house where no care has been taken to waterproof the windows and doors, the penetrations in the walls. Do you see that a lot?
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
And what does J&E do that's different from another installer?
Well, we'll put a seal that's like a rubberized membrane. We put that down.
The flashing?
Yes, and then after that we foam it with a slightly expanding foam around the perimeters to keep the air out. And pay attention to how you put the aluminum trim on, if needed, on the outside, and be sure you caulk properly. And you don't just blow through the job like that quickly. You know? So we take the time and do it right.
And, Ken, you've asked me in the past, I know that Anderson and Pella in particular have developed different product over the last 20 years to have something as an intro and entry level into the big box stores. Is there a difference in the different levels of Pella and Anderson product that people can buy?
Yeah, there is. What with the Anderson, they have the 100 series, the Fiber X that they bring in to compete with vinyl. We do pretty good with that. So we, like I said at the beginning, we have different windows for different needs. Because if somebody walks in the store, they might not want vinyl. They might want fiberglass. So I sell them what they want. But for us, it's just explain to that person that this is how we do things, and we do them right. And that's, I don't understand why it's that hard to do. Right.
What if someone needs one window, or they need just two windows? They come into your showroom. Can you help them out with that?
Yeah, we can help them out with it. We kind of have like a three minimum thing because it's just about the setup and everything. And
okay.
So will we sell one window? I would probably say no up on that because, you know, you only got so many people who can do this stuff, and you got to stay where you're at, three minimums for us.
Well, you know, I tell people that, you know, why would a company who's doing whole houses every day and making, whether you guys are doing that or not, I don't know, but making that kind of money, how can they stop to go do one?
The other thing is, I promise you got more than one window in your house, and you have more problems than just one window.
You're right
about
that, yeah.
And you know, nowadays, hey, I couldn't believe how many price increases we had during COVID. It was just like, are they going to stop? I mean, it was crazy.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. So
that was a slowdown?
The price escalated.
It slowed down because before COVID, it was like you would get price increases maybe every 2-3 years, but not where COVID. It was like, there it is, another price increase. And so, you know, but those are things that are out of our control, and we can't do nothing about them.
Does J&E Installation see any supply chain issues?
No, not anymore. Maybe Pella, they're having some issues. But other than that, everybody's just back to normal.
And when J&E comes in and you give somebody a bid for windows, that's everything. You take all the old windows away. When you guys are done, they're going to have to do what?
Nothing.
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 Excellent.
Well, that's the one thing.
Appreciate it.
Well, Howard can contest to that because that's the one thing that we do, right? How we go in, and when we sell that job, when we're done, you do nothing. We come in, put your window, we take your curtains down, we put them back up.
Virtually cleaner when we leave than when we get there.
We love it. Yes. We love it. Yep. So.
We do. Ken and I talk. My dad just practically beat into us, leave a space better than you found it.
Yeah.
And the contractors that do that, people love.
Inside and outside.
Sure.
I like that reference. Did you catch that?
There you go.
Good job.
But you
can come back.
Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I just say, you know what? Like I say all the time, you know what? When we tell you we're going to do something, we do it. And
well, we know that because we've heard you many times. Yep. And, you know, our people who use you rave about you. J&E Insulation, the address is 32242 West 8 Mile Road. The phone number, 800-295-6714. And as always, you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com under Doors and Windows. Thank you for doing what you do for our listeners.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
We appreciate it, guys. Appreciate you.
We really do. We really do. It's just been a great show so far. We got an hour left. Like, if anyone out there listening Inside Outside Guys, normally they'd be hearing us come on right now, starting at 10 o'clock, but we're starting an hour early. We'll be on until 11 o'clock today. But
maybe 11.
A lot of show left.
10 or 11, 15.
You're right.
We've got to ask permission from Danielle and Dave back at the studio. Got to have Ray take care of that for us. We might have an extra 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah. No, we're done.
Ray just yelled at you for saying that.
I didn't say a thing. It's 100% all you.
I love it.
Once again, we want to remind everybody that we're at the Suburban Collection Show Place broadcasting live. They're going to be open today till 5 o'clock. Bring the kids. Do not think you need to get a babysitter to come down here to the home show. Bring the kids.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that we are not just starting the show. We started at 9 o'clock today. We'll be done at 11, according to Ray.
Yes, right? Sir.
So we've got another hour, but we will be here during the week at InsideOutsideGuys.com for everybody.
We will be. I thought you meant we'll be here during the week. It could be awful lonely. You
know? Good point.
Awful quiet, awful
Good
lonely.
Good point. And for the last 2 days, you and I have been looking straight off the stage at a beautiful display by Performance Remodeling. Beautiful display, beautiful product.
A big display, yes.
Great company.
Yes, yes. People hear about Performance Remodeling on WJR Airwaves all week long. And then on the Inside Outside Guys on the weekend, they got a big presence because they are a big company and do a great job for our listeners. And with us, we have Mr. Jason Swinsky. Right? Did I say it right?
You said it perfectly.
I thought so. I don't even have it written down.
I really appreciate it.
I'm getting to know
that.
You so yeah. well,
you
Jason.
You can do Breitenstein. Yeah. You can do Swinsky.
Breitenstein.
Breitenstein. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are blessed.
How can you not be good?
Yeah.
How
Happy Sunday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We are. We are blessed. And it looks like you guys had some good traffic yesterday. How's it shaping up for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's been I tell you what, the Friday was absolutely spectacular, as was yesterday, but just to see it start off so well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's been a while since I've had to weave my way in between people in the aisles. And that's really how it was.
Yeah.
That's a great sign. People are still working on their homes, and that's a great sign for everyone.
Do you say, like everybody else Ken and I have talked to, that most people you're engaging with are buyers? They're actually looking for something in the
Absolutely.
Next year or two?
I was talking to our owner, Rich, actually this morning. I said the one thing that I've seen a lot of this weekend is people with a purpose. They're coming and they're like, I have this many windows, they're this size, like people are handing us drawings.
Oh, we love hearing that.
No kidding.
They're trying to cut through all the weeds and they're like, hey, I want to use you, and this is exactly what I'm looking for. And we're like, well, we're still going to come out and inspect it and look at it, but
sure.
they definitely have a purpose. They know what they want. So they're definitely buyers, and there was a lot of them. So it's a good sign for the market.
You know, Chuck and I don't think we had a chance to do it this year, but normally we do a couple segments on how people should how they should come here. You know, they should engage with people, not have blinders on, just walk down the aisles. And then the people in the booths, the people who are manning the booth, shame on you if you're sitting in the back corner looking at your phone as all these people are walking by.
Eating a burrito.
Yeah, there you go. But you guys do it right. You had well staffed there.
Well, you have to when you're – I mean, we do have the biggest display, and you got to have people basically all the way throughout because we have so many different products. So it's like you have to have somebody be able to talk to anybody at a given time at any area of the booth. Another thing you might notice is I've only got one set of chairs, and those are for customers in the main center. So
yeah.
There is no sitting and looking at your cell phone in our booth. We're engaged with people the entire weekend.
Bless your heart. One more peremptory question, then we're going to ask you to reintroduce your company and products to our audience. Would you rather deal with an educated consumer?
Absolutely. So our approach is more consultative anyway. So we're always trying to identify what the actual need is for the homeowner. And if they've already done some of their own research, you're starting to eliminate some of the things that they don't want or don't need. So you're getting to the finish line quicker, and you can get the process moving faster. So absolutely, for them to educate themselves is always helpful to any contractor, unless you're not doing it the right way like we are. Because
right.
we're transparent. We want them to know what the best options are and what the real pricing should be and not play the game. So absolutely, an educated customer is great.
I love it.
And part
remember
of that?
Cy Sims?
Oh, sure.
Cy, was it Marcia?
From the suit warehouse. Right?
Yeah, they had clothing stores, and they always said an educated consumer is our best customer.
Okay.
They're more likely to be satisfied at the end of the transaction if they knew coming in what they wanted, aren't they?
Well, yeah, you definitely think so, yeah. I mean, we like to think that our customers are always satisfied at the end, but once again, if you already had a vision of what it was going to be prior to us starting, because sometimes we have to, when we're bringing them along and doing designs for them and coaching them on what the better product is and this is how you could look, or maybe, you know, this is the better way as far as new styles or things, the way to design their home, there's always a little bit of nervousness if they're making a change because they hadn't done the research. So
great.
That's what we're there to do, is help them make the decision. But if they already had a vision and then it comes out exactly as they want, you're never going to get a better
win-win-win-win-win.
Situation
Good
possible.
Point.
Yeah. yeah. So tell us about Performance Remodeling. How long you guys have been around, your company mission.
So we've been in business just over 17 years. I believe the summer was our 17th anniversary.
Wow.
So we've been in business a long time. Yeah. We've been growing every single year thanks to the Michigan market. Kind of our goal, is, as I said a little bit earlier, is to be more consultative and have options for everyone. So we don't limit ourselves to say, well, we only like to take customers in this area or that area. We're all in southeastern Michigan, and anybody that calls us, we're going to go and we're going to give them a consultation on the right thing for their home and whatever their need is. And so we have a product that kind of fits that right, no matter what size house you have, no matter what city you're in, we have a product to meet the need. So that's our goal, is to make sure that we're not selling, we're consulting and ultimately delivering whatever the best product is for that individual homeowner.
So what products can you provide to our listeners?
So we do everything, basically everything exterior remodeling on the home. So windows, roofing, siding, entry doors, garage doors. We do insulation inside, but gutters and trim, things like that. So basically everything on the face of your home on the exterior. So anything that we can change the appearance of your home, we're there for, and we've got every option you could probably imagine to do it.
You know, Chuck and I always talk about, you know, the house for most people is going to be the biggest investment that they ever make in their lives.
Gosh, yes.
But yeah. People need to learn how to take care of that investment. And people like Performance Remodeling, let's say I'm a homeowner, okay? I know what I need. I mean, there are so many people out here that are in this situation. I need a new roof. I need new siding. I haven't done a thing to my house in 30 years. I just don't have the money to do it right now. Mm-hmm. How can you help me?
Simple. We have something like 50 some odd finance plans of every variation.
50?
The list is quite extensive.
Wow.
So if it's somebody that's in an emergency situation where it would, let's say it was a storm damaged roof, you know, we can get you no payments, no interest for up to 24 months. So if it's an emergency, you weren't planning for this, but it's got to get done. It's got to get done now. We've got an option for that. If you're doing a big project, multi-product project, and you want to go no interest for all the way up to 72 months, we've got that. If you want something for 6 months, if you want something you can get the lowest possible monthly payment possible, we've got a plan for that. So no matter what the situation is, there's a plan that we can get the product done that way.
You know what? The music's playing here, but I see $100,000 on their display, and I'm curious what that means. We're going to have to have...
Him stick around for a minute and the next break. Do you mind?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no problem. The meter's running.
You got to know Jason. Yeah,
there you go.
God bless you.
We're having a great time down here at the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home Show. We hope to see you, your spouse, your kids, your family, and your friends down here today. You listen to the Inside Outside Guys again from the Novi Home Show.
Am I supposed to bring us back?
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry. I messed up again. Hey, Jason, if you don't mind, I appreciate you sticking around for that interminable ad break.
No, but and it wasn't one of mine.
We're looking over here at your beautiful display, and I see $100,000 on top of a patio door display. What does that represent?
That's not the price of the door. Let's just get that out.
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
It's a beautiful door, but that's not the price of the door.
Only Ken can buy that door.
Again, we're talking to Jason Suwinski from Performance Remodeling.
As I mentioned before the break, we just celebrated our 17th anniversary, and our owners wanted to do something to kind of give back to all the customers that we've done and the southeastern Michigan, basically, that supported us over that time. And so they had come up with the $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. So we kicked it off basically at the Novi Fall Show in October. It's going to run through the end of September. And then what we're going to do is we're actually going to award the $100,000 giveaway here at the Novi Fall Show in October.
Wow.
It's no purchase necessary to win, so everybody can enter. They can go to windowsroofingsiding.com and sign up and get in without any purchase. And we're really excited. The word has spread. In fact, we actually have an official sweepstakes spokesperson that's not just me anymore. you might have heard of him. He's a local boy, kind of a sports nut, Steve Courtney.
We know Steve.
Yes. You might have heard of him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
He doesn't admit knowing us in public.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
We got a chance to interact with one of your owners, Rich, I think,
yeah,
a year ago. Are we going to it seems like just a great guy, great person, and you guys seem to have a dynamic relationship.
Yeah, he tells me what to do, and I do it.
That's kind of what Ken does with me.
No, we talk to each other realistically, and we're always bouncing ideas off of each other, and that's really, you have to really look at what's happening, whether it's in the market or what people are looking for, and you got to have honest conversations, and that's how you grow the business. Is you've got to be real about what the next step should be and what's happening.
That's what leaders do.
And that's what we do. So it's I probably talk to him more than anybody else I talk to in my life, really, and not just because we share an office, but it's just we're constantly, what do you think about this? That's a great starting point, and then we'll tweak it over a few days, and then we'll implement it. But it's that's really how you have to stay in this kind of market.
Good companies start with good people at the top. Ken and I were just talking about that maybe 40 minutes ago.
Yep, absolutely. Jason Sawinski from Performance Remodeling again, like everybody else. Thank you so much for what you do for our listeners. We greatly appreciate it. We know when we send a referral to you, you guys are going to take absolute best care of them.
And we absolutely will, and we appreciate you guys.
Heal up.
I'll be fine.
Stay off the court for a while.
Yeah.
Stay off the court for a while.
Thank you, Jason.
Appreciate
God bless.
Jason. Thank you so much, buddy. So about 20 years ago, God, you know what? I think it's exactly 20 years ago.
It was 20 years ago today.
I was doing a no.
You're thinking of
not.
A song, aren't you?
Sergeant Pepper's. Talk? Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I had to do it. Sorry, Brett.
I was doing a driveway, pouring a driveway in Rochester Hills, Michigan. And pulling up next to the house right next door, who I had recently talked to the owner about a new driveway, pulled up my competition at that point, I thought.
And he was taking a job away from
you. He was taking a job away from me. It was A1 Concrete Leveling. So I walked over, shook his hand, gave him my card, said, how you doing? My name is Ken Carverly. He shook my hand, said, my name is Brett Butler from A1 Concrete Leveling. And we've had a great relationship ever since. The last thing in the world he ever was or they were a competition to me. They were another way to help take care of our customers.
I respect that. Yeah. Brett, thanks for coming in. You did not want to come and talk to us and our listeners today.
A little shy today.
Yeah.
Ken had to get physical with him.
He did. He grabbed me by the hair and threw me down in the seat.
Get over here. Brett, our listeners know you. They've heard about you for years. You and I have had a great relationship. I tell you what Brett and I used to do. I'll go to a job, and I'd say, this isn't that bad. You know, you can have it leveled. And I'd give him Brett's number.
Yeah.
Brett would go to someone who calls him out for a drive, let's say a garage floor. And they may had three other estimates of leveling companies out there that all wanted to level that person's driveway, garage floor.
And it was one that Brett, shouldn't have been?
And Brett would go out there and go, I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't help you. Our warranty, you'll be upset with us if we do your job. And so they'd call me out there. And here's what I'd hear from the homeowners. We had three other leveling companies say they could do it, but Brett couldn't. And we don't understand that. They
referred. Why did you refer Brett to us? He could. Yeah.
My response would be, ma'am, if they could level your garage floor, they would. This is what they do for a living. This is what they want to do. They want to level your garage floor. However, Brett's honest. A1 Concrete Leveling is honest. They know your best bet is to replace the floor. Brett, we did that for years and years and years and years with each other and made a lot of people happy. Real quick, buddy, tell us about A1 Concrete Leveling.
Yeah, A1 Concrete Leveling started in 1994, roughly, approximately. We do concrete raising, foundation, stabilization, and lifting. As now we're in a new process where we're clean and seal the patio services, especially the aggregate stone wash as well as stamped concrete. It's a poly seal.
Exposed aggregate?
Exposed aggregate, yes. Okay. We have a great system, and we have a beautiful product out there that makes, when the job's completed, it pops. And people go by and go, whoa, this is nice. And that's a very popular thing nowadays.
And it's not just an aesthetic thing.
No, it's a functional. Yes, it's a functional process that it not only looks great, but it preserves the concrete for years to come.
And one thing about that process is I tell people all the time, decorative concrete, exposed aggregate.
Oh.
you can have it 20 years later, have someone come in, power wash it, maintenance, seal it, and it looks brand new.
Yep.
If not better than brand new, right?
It's, it looks good, though.
it looks really good.
It does. But
so what is the process of concrete leveling? Tell
people. Well, first of all, they call our office, and that's the biggest and most important start of the relationship, basically, with our office. We have an amazing office staff in there, Shelley with Taylor and as well as Valerie. And we they get the customer into the our computer software, and then I go out there and visit with the customer and see what they want done, and I would go over what needs to be done. For example, if it's a driveway, if I feel that they need something done, I will recommend this, and a lot of times I'll give it like an a la carte approach. Item one would be this with this cost, item two and then item three, so we can stay within the customer's budget at all times, and sometimes they just want it all done. And what we do is we drill holes through the concrete the size of a quarter and space them out in symmetric drilling 3 feet apart. We pump a limestone slurry down below, stabilizing the subsoil underneath. It goes into the deep soils, deep into the soils. That's why it's sinking, and then we bring it back up to the original level and patch the holes flush to the surface.
We get questions all the time. Are there other materials people might pump under the concrete?
You know, there is different types of product that people use. There's I speak for myself. I mean, we do some poly foam injection, but it has to be an engineered-based approach. That's more interior work than it is exterior, because we found that the lift capability with foam doesn't work that well.
Okay. Gotcha. How about warranty? How long can people expect something like this to last?
We have a four-year warranty with our work. The durability normally is, you know, 7 years or so. And the most important thing, though, with leveling, it's crucial that you have caulk all the joints and cracks. That keeps the water out of the area, keeps the erosion where there's no water will wash out the sub base, because our material will wash out, because we all know that water always wins.
Boy, it does too. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
You know, we just did an article specific to that issue, and Ken and I have seen brand new houses where they use sand as a substrate under the concrete, and before the lawn is put in, they got heavy rains and it washed the sand out underneath the concrete.
Oh, yeah. You got a big pile at the bottom of the driveway. Yeah. I see that.
So important that concrete is slow. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Are you having as much fun as I am?
I am.
You get mad at me, don't you? You just can't wait.
You kind of frustrate me. You know, sometimes I just want to, you know, just reach over like my kids when they're in the back seat. You know, just. Don't make me talk to you.
Stop that. Don't make me pull this car off the side of the road.
Exactly.
Speaking of somebody that's going to get sick of us really quickly.
Most women do, right?
Real nice. We've got the president of Savon and Savon Magazine, and she's got some really cool news to share with you. Heather Ubelli, is it you or Ubelli?
You got it. Ubelli.
My last name is Bridenstine, so I've been – one of those people that kind of focuses on last names all my life, because no one gets my name right.
I've heard it all.
God bless you.
You did great.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We're going to be kind of working together a little bit, aren't we?
Yes. Very excited.
Yeah,
so
we are
too. We're extremely excited. We're getting ready to launch a brand new magazine next month, Home Pros Guide Magazine. So most of you know us, of course, from the Savon Magazine.
Now, you put the word new.
Yes.
New Home Pros Guide.
Yes. So we launched. We're very excited and excited to say that we're partnering up with WJR in ways to help support one another and help this audience with their home improvement projects and bringing them the awesome professionals here in Metro Detroit. So super excited.
It's a great company. Give people a little background on Savon and the magazine.
Sure. So Savon was founded over 40 years ago by Mike Gauthier. A lot of people know Mike. He's been a native to Metro Detroit forever. Awesome marketer.
He was probably tough to come in behind, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I'm trying
still to
fill those shoes. And it's tough, but an awesome mentor. He kind of helped me, you know, pave the road and help mentor. And the key and the mission has always been to help Metro Detroiters and the consumers that we mail to help them save time and money with reputable businesses and partners that they can feel confident in for their home project needs or, you know, and savings. Today more than ever, as we all are facing this economy and and what we're facing today. We also bring them great savings and promotions to help them make a good guided decision and save some money in doing it. So,
you know, you had a chance to meet our mentor, Steve Finitieri. We often joke and say he was the first honest man we met in this industry, and we love him to death.
Oh, him and I just hit it off.
But
and
our missions are...
Yes, very much the same. And so that's why we were really excited to talk. Elizabeth here at the home show.
She's a sweetheart.
She's awesome. Brian here at, yes. You know, with the HBA, which we're partnered with, thought that this would be an ideal, you know, partnership as we're launching in the, you know, with this dedicated piece.
Now, the magazine you're going to be putting out, I think you indicated you would be distributing 700,000 copies.
That's correct. So we're mailing to 700,000 homes across Metro Detroit. We are also, for many that don't know, we're also in the Chicagoland area for over 25 years, Minneapolis, St. Paul for 23 years.
The Metro?
Yes, all Metro, and cover over a million homes there. We're also in Florida with the Home Pros Guide, over a million homes there.
Where are you in Florida?
Primarily South Florida.
Okay.
And then also in Jacksonville.
Gotcha.
So very excited. It's been a name and a brand over 15 years in Florida with the Home Pros Guide, and so we just thought this was ideal to bring to the Midwest and launch it here.
I'm flipping through it as we're talking here, and I am seeing so many quality companies in here and a lot of inside-outside guys, team partners, as I go through here. When will people be able to get their hands on this?
February 21st. It hits the homes and the mailboxes, so we're really excited. It's a monthly, from February through November, kind of your ideal home improvement season here in Metro Detroit. And yes, we've been partnered for years with companies like Closets by Design and Kroll Construction, Modernistic, The Carpet Guys, Matrix Basement, and Lafata Kitchen, and many, many more. So names that you've been, you know, trustworthy of, and it's part of our mission, bringing reputable business into the homes.
Well, I'm looking at one right here from our buddy Chuck from SBS Glass. He's going to be on with in just a second. That's a great article.
Great.
God bless Chuck. Great. So what if somebody wants the magazine, but it doesn't show up in their mailbox? Is there a way that they can get it from you or not?
Well, they can actually, yes, request it from us. And also, and probably easier, is to go to homeprosguide.com and or saveon.com, which they can find the Save-On publication, which we will have both publications still mailing. They'll have the Save-On will be more of your local presence, your retail, your restaurants, your food and dining. And then the Home Pros piece, obviously dedicated at the home level. But again, easy to find, homeprosguide.com or saveon.com.
And if somebody doesn't get it in their mailbox by the end of February and they want it, you strongly recommend they contact you and ask for it?
Absolutely. Reach out to the Save-On or Home Pros office. We're listed on the website. Yeah. Get a hold of us. We'd love to send you a copy. We can also send you an electronic version. And again, if you become a member, you'll get the exclusive offers right in your email box.
When you become a member, explain that to our listeners.
So log on to the website.
They wouldn't let you be a member.
No, they wouldn't. I'm sorry. That's why I jumped on it. I could finally be a member of something.
Yes. Chuck, we want you to be a member. So, yeah, they just log on and sign up to become a member. And as you become a member, you'll then get exclusive offers in your email box.
What should they log on to, Heather?
HomeProsGuide.com or Save-On.com. Yes.
Okay. Now, when you say offers, because this is part of Save-On, there are everyone I see in here has some kind of call to action, some kind of special.
Absolutely.
For you to give them a call. So definitely worth looking at. Home Pros, Southview, it's kind of this home show in a magazine.
Absolutely.
You'll
recognize a lot of the names that are here exhibiting today.
Oh, yeah, right here, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions, right on the back cover with plenty of discounts just right here. Hey, here's a coupon for Everyday Salt Sale Saturday.
I love it.
Me too.
I love it. Me too. Well, Heather, we're excited about this, and we're really looking forward to hopefully a long-term relationship. We expect to have you come back and talk to our audience again, if you would.
I would love that. Very much
Seriously?
So. Looking forward to our partnership. And
God
a lot
bless
of fun
you.
Together.
I know. We do have fun. That's
and
the
and
one thing
another
we do.
Mention, you'll be able to see the inside-outside guys in our publication as they will be sharing some great tips and tricks as the home pro experts in here, Metro Detroit. So we're really excited to have you part of it.
We won't let you down.
Thank you so much.
For people listening, go to thehomeprosguide.com to get a taste and look for it in your mailbox at the end of February.
Yes.
We're excited for the relationship. Really are.
Thanks, you so Heather. Much.
Thank
so
God excited. Bless.
Thank you so God much, Heather. Greatly appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank
How
you.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
Coupons.
Coupons.
Free stuff.
Save money.
I like
Free
that.
Stuff.
My little plastic pumpkin is full from, you know, all the stuff I confiscated at the show before it opened today. So I this is good. I get to take this home and get more.
Well, you know, not only is it good, Chuck, because we've often said this, okay? Not every category is filled at the Inside Outside Guys.
No.
What's not filled at the Inside Outside Guys?
Savon is filled.
Now we got another another resource to find good, ethical, honest contractors and housing professionals for our listeners.
You know, and as people come to know this company more, our listeners, the Home Pros and the Savon, they will come to understand that their mission is the same mission you and I have had,
yes,
where
sir.
We want to provide dependable, trustworthy, ethical referrals.
You know, Chuck, and people need to understand, this is a local right here. Heather's local. This is local. We are local. You know, we hear this all the time about people who will go to internet sites. You know, punch in roof repair internet site, garage door repair internet site. And unfortunately, the list that you are going to see, a lot of those is one company somewhere nowhere near here, and they get paid every time someone clicks on it. Then they send it to two or three local professionals that might do garage door. Each one of them pay to get that lead. That's not the inside. And here's
nobody
the,
knows anybody.
And nobody knows anything. There's
That's
no qualification.
The
is there
exactly.
any? And I've never been part of this, but do they ask for licensing? Do they ask for insurance? The Inside Outside Guys don't have that, and we are going to continue to educate our audience on how important those things are.
And I want to remind our listeners on the cusp of this show, because a lot of you are going to be hiring people over the next couple of months, the article that you and I will have in the Detroit News Homestyle section this coming Friday will focus on the things that it's kind of a basic list of things you should be asking about your contractor and their contract and what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. Hopefully people can use it as a checklist when they hire people.
Right. Well, that's a great point. We have a lot more coming up in the future with the Inside Outside Guys, and hopefully people get a chance to take a look at the Inside Outside Guys article that is featured in the Homestyle section of the Detroit News. It's a good article. It teaches you. It teaches homeowners about all the, I mean, Chuck, there's just way too much in a house for a person to know everything.
Exactly. That's why there's two of us.
That's why there's two of us. And we will commit to getting you a good article, one that will help educate you about your house in the future.
Speaking of which, coming up, my bathing buddy's going to be on with us.
Your what? I don't want, no, stop. Stop. We're not even going to go there. Just stop right now.
Okay. I won't talk about Zach and Bath Planet at all until we come back from our break.
Actually, we have a couple seconds right now, and they're sitting in front of us. Let's talk to Zach from Bath Planet. How you doing, Zach?
Good. Good seeing you guys.
You
Happy
doing,
New
brother?
Year.
Good to see you. How come we don't have one of those
we
hats?
We caught Chuck and Zach in a hot tub together one time. There was no water in it, but
there was
you
no water in it.
And Zach, you're fully clothed.
Zach had a nice tub and no water, so I don't even understand that.
Best day of my life.
That was great.
That was great. Really good. How's business?
It's booming. I was hearing somebody up on stage here earlier talking about people coming with purpose. We're set to set a record here for interest level.
So, really?
Yeah, we're pushing today to get I put up a kind of what I thought was going to be a number we weren't going to be able to attain, just kind of to get the proverbial hot dog on the end of a stick goal that I didn't think anybody would be able to get, and we're looking to surpass that.
Make sure you tell Elizabeth and Brian that they'd love to hear it. They stress much before this show starts. Stick around, we're going to be talking to you, and we're also going to be talking to Chuck from SPS Block. A lot of people know and love this guy.
People who are thinking about creating a living space in their basement, there are certain laws you have to follow, and when we get back, we're going to talk to Chuck from SBS Glass to talk about that. We'll continue our conversation with Zach from Bath Planet, Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the Novi Home Show and the Suburban Collection Showplace.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that we're on from 9 to 11 today. We are being usurped by MSU basketball, so we'll be off the air shortly, but we'll be here for you at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Right?
All week long, my friend. All week long. Along with the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. And if anybody really wants to check out what this is all about, go to our Facebook page, like the Inside Outside Guys. You'll see a ton of Chuck and I and everyone that we interviewed over this past week. And real quick, Chuck, we get a ton of emails, and they're going to start here real soon, about decks and finding a good professional to build a deck. Because, Chuck, decks are very important. We do a show every year about failing decks and the tragedies that happen around the country.
We do a couple articles a year on that, on how to inspect and maintain your deck. It's a big issue.
So we found a great company here at the show, and that's why we come to the show. It's all about interacting with each other and finding quality companies. The name of the company is CustomDeckCreations.com. Phil Black is the owner, 734-822-6141. And I know a lot of people are driving and they go, I want to write that down. Don't take a chance. Go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com like so many of you do. Ask the question, what was the name of the deck builder you mentioned? Yeah. Again, that was Custom Deck Creations. You'll be hearing about them more.
Yeah, Phil's got a great smile and a great handshake, so that's a good start.
We like business people
that have both of those.
I agree with you.
Hey, we're talking with Zach from Bath Planet. Zach, we got a couple more minutes with you. What can Bath Planet do for our listeners in a nutshell?
Real quick, we use a high-grade polymer acrylic to line or replace their bathroom in about a day to 3 days, mostly a day to 2 days. Lifetime warranted product and material, never going to stain, chip, crack, or peel. And brand new in January, a bunch of new colors and designs to look like tile, but never have to worry about grout.
One of my favorite emails we ever got, I was actually at a hotel in the time, was lady saying, you know, I stay at these beautiful hotel rooms, and I love the tile and the designs they put, and they look so clean all the time. And I said, I got news for you, man. That wasn't real tile. That was an acrylic product, and we have a company for you to call, and we sent them to Bath Planet. She sent us the email, said she absolutely loved her bath when they were done, and you guys have taken great care of our listeners over the years, and thank you again for doing that, Zach.
Not a problem. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Love this with you.
And you can find Bath Planet at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
And aisle 9 today until 5 o'clock.
You got it, buddy.
Right?
Rest.
Come on down and see Zach.
Hey.
You'll enjoy him.
Let's talk to the other Chuck, the nice Chuck.
Yeah, and the Chuck that's too big for you, even you to mess with,
yeah,
Pally.
Well, I know for a fact I can run faster than Chuck for maybe about 100 feet.
I can't run that far.
So. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we don't run anymore.
No. Chuck, how you doing, my friend? SBS Glass. What's going on, my friend?
How much, man? How you guys doing today?
We are blessed.
How's the show for you?
You know, it's been really, really, really good. Just like Zach said here, we have a lot of foot traffic today. And over the weekend, it's been really, really nice to see people who are, you know, committed to getting some stuff done at their house and want to talk to professionals and want to get stuff done. So I'm really excited about that.
So Ken had mentioned if somebody wants to do a finished space in their lower level, we don't call it a basement anymore, do we?
Sure.
They're going to have some secondary means of egress, and you can go in a house that has no window or door down there, and you can put one in for them. You want to talk to that issue?
Secondary means of getting out of the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's secondary means of egress. Egress just means a way out, you know, out, an exit. So that's what we do. We can come in and we can either go where there already is an existing window or no existing window. We can do a new cut, put an egress window in there with a well, or if you want, we can also do walkouts. We do a lot of walkouts where you can actually have a door down there to access that door to come in and out, you know, give that access to whoever you want, so that way they don't have to come through the house to get in their basement. You know, I got a lot of guys that put hobby rooms down there. That way they can get their 2x4s down there and without having to trek through the house, and it works out really nice for them. So we're able to do that for our customers.
And you've done it for a lot of our listeners over the years.
Yes, sir.
We really have. We've got great feedback.
I'm just thinking you got people have these poured concrete basement walls, foundation walls. You've got some tools on display that you use to cut through those and take big chunks of that concrete right out of.
Yeah. I love bringing my saws because the guys love seeing that stuff. And they're over there. They're dirty. I call them gently used. But, you know, those are the saws I use on a daily basis. We're able to cut, you know, your standard width of a foundation is 10 inches, and my saws can cut right through that, you know.
What's funny
all up to 18 inches.
Anyone that's ever worked with a saw knows that when you're working with that saw, it has to be with an arm's reach length at all times. How many of those have you had stolen from you over the years?
None.
So none?
Far. No one wants to mess with me. I'm a big guy.
Well, just
good for you.
I'm a big guy. See him.
I got to tell you, I've had a couple stolen right out of our trucks while we've been on the job sites.
Ray, you can – see, I tried to pick that up. I can't even pick it up anymore.
It's heavy. It's heavy.
Chuck walked in with both hand, one in each hand, and yeah. It's like, I'm not messing with that. Actually, you're
I
the
do
guy.
My curls with it.
I would buy you a drink in the bar to make sure you're
that.
My friend.
Oh yeah, no problem. I'm a gentle giant, trust me.
Listen, for anyone out there, they can get SBS glass at theinsideoutsideguys.com along with Bass Plan, and you heard Zach and Chuck both say people who are here are looking to buy. They're looking to have projects done.
Yeah.
So the people who are out there over the last 2 years that say to themselves, we can't find the contractor. It's not going to get any better because the pent-up demand is still out there, and
yes,
the proof
is
in this show and everything we have heard from our multiple team partners while
absolutely
we've been here.
Absolutely is. You guys, can you take care of people in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months if they come today?
Yes. Easy. Yeah. No problem.
Like that. No problem.
No problem.
Are you looking for qualified people to help you do your jobs, to train?
Yeah, you know, that does become
always, right?
Always, yep.
Yeah,
always looking for good workers. They're getting harder and harder to find. So
does it matter if they're male or female?
I don't care. As long as you can do the work.
I love it. Yeah. We never heard that 30 years ago, 40 years ago in the industry, and today there's equal opportunity for both men and women, right?
We're now speaking to the people at NECA and IBEW, talking about the women in the workforce and how huge it is getting, and they'll take anybody. I mean, they can do the job just as easy as a guy can do. Can do it. I think the only barrier over the last few years has been guys like you, Chuck. You know, over the last few decades, guys like you.
You get a guy that's past the century mark, you're not going to hire me. I understand that. But we also want to make it clear that Ken and I are going to be talking to some of the folks at the Building Industry Association. We talked to Forrest about this yesterday.
Yeah.
That are leading the women in construction impetus. They're trying to get women. Yeah.
There's one right there.
Elizabeth Weiss. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's acting like she can't hear us, but hey, we've been ignored by other women all our lives, so that's nothing new there.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You know, we color coordinated today. She's saying I'm wearing red, scarlet, and gray. Not in a million years, Ohio State fan. Not in a million years. Hey, guys, thank you for my Chuck and Zach. Thanks so much for coming out with us today.
Thank you.
Everybody here, thank you for being here. Thank you for saying hi to us. People listening, make sure you get here up to 5 o'clock today.
Yeah.
There's plenty of show left. A lot of great professionals here at the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home Show, right?
Yep, and thanks to Ray and Danielle and Dave for making us sound a lot better than we probably would have without them.
Forrest, Elizabeth, Brian, everybody, thank you so
Michael
much.
Pierce.
Don't forget, during the week, if you need any of the numbers that you heard during the show, you need any contact information, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com or the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Bye-bye.